everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The mighty move of God is mightily moving on. God is mightily moving through his people. I always honor God. I love him. And I thank him for the mighty work that he's doing. And what I love about it, he does things that people can't notice. And you could be looking for a mighty move of God and it's forming all around you. And nobody knows until he reveals it. He can do work that nobody can see and then reveal it. And he's been working on it a long time because he's foundational. And he had me to say once that you can't judge a ministry by the amount of people that follow it. But you can judge the size of a ministry by the foundation that the Lord lays. And that's certain. That's true. Because God, he builds things to last. In ministry, things are going to happen. Everything's not going to be in secret. Everything God does is in the open. But when you don't know what to look for, you can't tell until he reveals it. You'll see things coming up. And you'll hear people speak. And you'll say, one, that's a mighty man of God in the works. Or that's a mighty woman of God in the works. And still have no idea. God is awesome in his works. But in life, the more success you see, you have to focus on the Lord even more so. It's more important to know God as you go forward. You have to see him as he is. You have to see him according to the word of God. And that becomes more important the more you see his handiwork in your life through you and others. And when you see it forming, you know, churches grow. They go through changes and phases. And the Lord refines it and blesses it. But when the Lord starts putting that church on the map, so to speak, and people start flocking to it, that's really a time to pray for everybody involved in that ministry. That their lives be strong, their marriages be wholesome and hearty and prospering. It's important for everybody involved to have the healthiest life possible. That's not the time to be a baby. That's not the time to be immature. That's not the time to have petty differences. We have to learn to look at the work of God and look at him and be adjustable. If we can just be adjustable to the Lord, he can work through us and cause us to do mighty works. He can bless us in much greater ways. And you know, one of the fruits of the Spirit is being long-suffering. In every way there is, it becomes more important to be long-suffering. Because people need you to be long-suffering. All of the fruits of the Spirit need to be in operation in every believer. Especially as we mature. As things are going forward. As more people are coming in. And usually, when more people come in, more finances come in. And that's the time to really be thorough in to thoroughly follow God with the money. I don't mind receiving large amounts of money from the Lord as long as I know how to manage it. As long as I can obey God at that point. As long as I can hear from the Lord and he blessed me to manage it right. because the enemy is against the work of God. And when people are in charge and they mishandle money, the enemy is going to point that out. The world don't understand that we know in part. We may be strong in one area and not so much in another. And sometimes you have to go before the Lord in order to do things properly. And sometimes nobody can tell you what the best your best situation is. Because remember, our ministry is of the Holy Spirit. It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. I thank God that He'll send us what we need. And if He give you a dream or a vision of someone to help you with the financial side of ministry or any side of ministry, it's in your best interest to deploy them. If He give you any instruction, that's what needs to be done. No matter who wants to vote it out or in. Sometimes the Lord give a pastor the precise thing to do, but other people want to override it and do it that way. They think it's best to do it this way. But they don't see it. They never pray. They never ask the Lord. They just give advice. But when the Lord is involved, He can help you make the best choice regardless, and solve doubts and ease tensions. Now, when the enemy is involved, nothing works. They're going to rebel. And they may leave. That's all right. You don't want fear operating in your ministry. And you don't want rebellion there either. And sometimes there are tares in the bunch. Even in the best churches, anybody can be a tear. Somebody's spouse, somebody's child. People become tares. Not isolated people. People everywhere. In every organization, there are tares there. But when the word of God is going forth and people are doing right, and people are living and watching, then a lot of times the tares will be at bay. They're activated when at your weakest moment, the enemy will activate them. A tear can be activated at any time. There are telltale signs, but see, when a Christian matures, they're going to do it God's way. When a tear matures, they're going to definitely do it the devil's way. John even said, they left us to reveal that they were never with us. So a mighty move of God will stir them up. I don't know who tares are. They are there. And there's usually more tares than wheat. They come to stop the work of God. And only the guidance of the Holy Spirit can help you navigate around them. Now, you can also use confessions and tell Satan that he can't use his tares against you. You can even say when tares become activated, tell Satan he can't speak. And they'll be quiet. They will be quiet. They won't have any unctions from Satan. And they'll eventually either leave or be silent. See, many will come to Jesus saying, "Lord, Lord." And he's going to say, "I never knew you." He's talking to tares. They speak Christian language. They speak according to the Christian. They speak our words. They've heard our doctrine. They speak One lady said they speak Christianese. You know, the things that we know, that they've been hearing it too. But that the difference is they are not saints. They are not Christian people. They're just devils in disguise. And they're going to say, Lord, Lord, we worked miracles in your name. We preached in your name. Even raised the dead. And they did. See, the Lord can... Sometimes the Lord, he's very merciful. He's not like men. If you watch the Ugandan pastor, he said the very same thing. And the Lord said, if I had come to get my bride, I'd have left you. Because God is only going to take his people in the rapture. Not people who say they're his people. But you have to watch the whole video to get... Because sin has deception in it. Sin has deception in it. And this man really thought that he was on God's side. Until the Lord revealed. He kept seeking him, and the Lord revealed what was going on. And it was a surprise to him and a shock. He thought he was in Christ. And he was not. That was an eye opener. When I saw that, I said every Christian needs to see this. It's on YouTube. The Ugandan pastor. You got to see this for yourself. This man thought he was in Christ and was not. And he got it. He got it right. He's a Christian now. But a lot of people are going to die. Many people have died and thought they were Christians. But they drifted. They got into sin and they wouldn't repent. They got into compromise. They started stealing. And they excused themselves. When the Holy Spirit, when you do something wrong, He convicts you of it. You feel like, hey, something ain't right. At that point, you gotta repent. But if you keep on doing it, your heart's gonna get so hard you won't respond to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And he can't guide you back into the kingdom of God. He can't guide you back into the kingdom of God when you harden your heart against him. Because he's a gentleman. He's not going to make you do anything. He's going to assist you. He's going to give you the strength. He's going to correct you. He's going to bring back the word to your remembrance. He appeared to Solomon twice, but Solomon hardened his heart. People can walk out of the kingdom of God. Now, I could be wrong, but I hope Solomon came back, because when he wrote Ecclesiastes, he said, so I return. And I hope that meant that he went back to the Lord. The Lord did give him a lot of wisdom, and those 1,000 women got him off track. They turned his heart. But with the wisdom that God gave him, there's a chance he may have come back. He may have softened his heart and came back. And I hope so. I hope that's the case. Now, Solomon is a representative of Lucifer. Not Satan, but Lucifer. He was given a thriving kingdom. And he went awry. But Lucifer don't come back, you know. I hope Solomon was a man. He's not Lucifer. He just, the same. They were in the same situation. He was given much wisdom. He was graced it. God gave it to him. He didn't learn it on his own. And I understand that that's the way angels are. God gave them what they know. They didn't learn from glory to glory like we do. If I'm wrong about it, that's the way I see it. But I believe I'm right. I think that's how they operate. Now, God loves us. The love of God is what we have to aspire to. But that's what we have to see in life. The kingdom of the world is there, but the kingdom of God is here now, in real current time. The thing that keeps us in the kingdom of God and not in the kingdom of this world is our choice. Everybody who drifts into one kingdom or another, they did it by their own personal choice at their own personal will. Now, persuasions are involved. The persuasion of God, and there's a persuasion of Satan. But people ultimately make their own choice. And they do it the way they want to do it. It's up to us to decide which course we're going to go on. And it always is. I choose God every day. Every day I want to do it God's way. I'm not afraid of the kingdom of this world. I hate it. There was a time I confessed that I hated it. And I still hate it. Because everything according in the world system is the direct opposite of the heart of God. And I personally hate it. I hate it. I'll always say I hate it. And I hate it more now. My resolve is stronger now than it's ever been. Sometimes when I know I hate it, sometimes out of the blue, I just say, Lord, help me hate it even more than I already hate it. I'm not afraid of Satan. I'm not afraid of the world. I'm not afraid of terrorists. I'm not afraid of people. I'm not afraid of success. And I'm definitely not afraid of failure. If I'm wrong about anything, I'll just repent. When the Philistines came around, when they would come to fight Samson, he would just shake himself and beat him up. He would get in the anointing and just tear him up. Well, when anything come around, if I fail, I just shake myself, repent, and operate in the anointing, and make things right. I regroup, I learn, I shake myself, and put on the armor of God and go at it. In other words, what I mean by shaking myself, I will, if I fail in anything, I'll ask the Lord to show me how to kill that problem from this point on. You don't have to stay in a rut. We know in part. I forgive myself for what I did that wasn't perfect. And I ask the Lord to teach me about it. Because obviously, if I taught something wrong, or if I saw something wrong, or if I didn't finish something God told me to do, there was a weakness there. There was something there that shouldn't be. And I didn't realize. And I said, Lord, why did I fail at this time? Why didn't I do your perfect will here? And then he'll show me why. I said, okay. I said, we'll fix that problem. See, we can shake ourselves and beat up our problems. Just like Samson did. We are designed to win in life, but you have to do everything God's way. There's nothing wrong when you run into a situation that you don't know of, and everybody's looking to you to know that they have the answer. When you don't know what to do, you're fine. God does. He knows what to do. You just have to regroup and reconsider things. And don't depend on people looking up to you. It can be useful if you're looking at the Lord and they're watching you and learning. That's fine. But the things that I don't know, I don't mind talking about it because I'm not in some kind of competition. I don't thrive on people looking at me. I want them to see Jesus. I'm just doing my job, teaching people the word of God according to his perfect will, according to his instruction to me. I do these website broadcasts and the radio ministry, and I teach wherever God sends me, and it works. But do I know everything? No, I don't know everything. You wouldn't want me to be your brain surgeon. I was trained to fix cars. And sometimes I get into situations where I have to pray, and the Lord have to show me how to deal with it. I don't design cars, I fix them. And they do things differently all the time. But I learn and adapt. So that's just the way it goes. Sometimes I have to regroup and ask the Lord and show me things. There are always times, things that you're going to run into situations you don't have any, you're not ready for. You haven't been trained for something, for everything. There are some the wiles of the devil. I hadn't seen all that he can do, but a lot that he's done, I learned about. And I learned how to shut him down. And I'm quick to confess and speak the word and tell him to stop his actions. But when I have any chance to learn anything, I take advantage of it. That's just the way to, that's the way to do it. And I ask God questions. You have to ask him questions. Now with that, some people think that, well, I shouldn't question God. You're not questioning God's right to rule. You're asking him questions to learn. That's the difference. You're not questioning his judgment. You're asking questions to learn things. And that's fine. The Holy Spirit came to guide us, so he wants us to ask, seek, and knock. You can ask him anything you want. When you look up at the stars, you're not saying, well, Lord, did you really do that? You're asking him about the things that you know that he did. So that's what I do. I ask him all the questions I want to ask. And others do the same. And I like when other people do it because everybody has such a varied perspective. And the Lord can relate to his people at any time. Now, the Lord thinks of everything. He will help you to see things the way that they truly are. And he's going to bless you. And he'll say things in a way where you won't get in pride about it. So ask him your questions and learn from him. That's my best advice. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is now. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus truly is our Lord.